papers all prepared. To sign my name was all I had to do. He saw the judge, now he's seen me. There's only one thing left. Will your lawyer talk to God for you?
And yeah, welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg, alongside Joseph Verdo, great producer Eric Reinert, and of course the lovely Kathleen. And is this Doris singing the song, perhaps?
She probably should sing this song. This,
yeah, it sounds like her type of thing.
This is actually a lawyer song. Will Your Lawyer Talk to God by Kitty Wells. Will Your Lawyer Talk to God.
While you're talking,
it's a beautiful song. Perfect song
For a lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, and I think that our Periscope, I'm going to restart it here.
Yeah, bringing us back in there.
Yeah. And because everyone needs to hear Doris Markovic, she's going to be on the show. And yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful song from Doris.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And we're working on it. Of course, she can't hear, but Lady J asked.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Oh.
Yes, we are working on it, and people can ask questions if they're on Periscope, and we'll see if we can get to them.
I'm going to try to figure out how to type on this thing. Could I respond?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Where's this at?
Yes, so thank you very
much
for
the Twitter thing. I'll find it at some point. Fill in sore. But yeah, joining us now, guys, we do have Doris Markovic, attorney out of Levine, Arizona, so a tough place to live. But Doris, it's been a while.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Gerald. It's been a long time since I've been on Breaking Entertainment. I felt like you didn't want to have me on the program anymore for some reason. If I did something to offend you or Aaron or anyone else there at the program,
Eric.
Please. No, my name is Doris.
Yes, Doris. We Eric, Greg, and Joseph, and Kathleen, the lovely Kathleen.
Who is Kathleen? I don't know this person.
Well, she's a great person there with Eric and
Aaron.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. And I'm Gerald, right?
Yes. Does she know anyone named Johar?
Johar.
Johanner. Johan.
Johanna?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. She's saying no. She's shaking her head no.
No? Okay. But maybe because I thought that they went to school together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hey, Doris, it's Joseph. The guys know that I'm really not very politically minded, but I'm curious what your opinion about Donald Trump is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Donald Trump, he makes me squirm so much. He makes me just so squirm. He's got the most absolutely beautiful hair and the most gorgeous natural tan. I am just so... My breath is taken away every time I see this beautiful man.
He's a good-looking guy, right?
Yes, he makes like my heart beat very, very fast. Very, like, I cannot control my emotions when I see that beautiful man.
Oh, man, yeah.
Does that answer the question, I wonder, Gerald?
You know what? It does. Now, but your thoughts on his politics, though, or his policies or lack of policies that he wants to do, and other than his very sexy looks.
Well, I do agree that there should be a wall built in between the United States and Canada, because I don't like a certain
Canada.
Actor. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't like the Canadian people very much.
But they're so nice. Come on. But you're thinking the wall with Mexico, though. You know, no chance with Canada, obviously. Canadian Bacon, great film from 95, one of the late John Candy's final films, of course.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. Do they have, have you ever had anything from Filiberto's?
Yeah, I may not recommend Filiberto's because you'll have a little stomach ache after. Well, it depends what you get. You're right. But there are some great places, you know, where you can get some good stuff, good enchiladas. I love cheese enchiladas and, you know, tacos, all that good stuff.
Sir, I want to speak as well. This is
no.
You asked me on the program, and I wanted to speak as well.
I apologize. We'll let you speak. But again, just so you don't confuse anyone, because people are confused easily, although we have a great listenership here with 1480. The folks listening here are very smart. There might be some other shows like TV networks like Fox News where they would really think that there's a wall being built between the U.S. and Canada. But again, just to refresh your memory, the lovely Doris, between the U.S. and Mexico, which I don't want them to do, but that's like it sounds like the type of Donald Trump thinking there. And, you know, that's not good.
I'm sorry.
Everyone should be, you know,
Who else is running? I don't remember who else is running.
Well, it's going to be Trump against either Hillary or Bernie Sanders. I'm a Bernie guy myself, although I think Hillary will win the nomination, and then I will be voting for Hillary.
Oh, okay. Yes, I saw her on the program with the Saturday Night program.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, hey, I've got a really important question for Doris, okay? Doris, I know that you are a civil rights attorney, but by any chance, was your father a lawyer as well?
No, just me. I'm curious, why do you want to know that?
Because you look innocent and I feel guilty.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. That is...
Joseph's picking up on Doris.
That is ridiculous, sir. I came on this program to, you know, last time I was on the program, you asked me, there was a gentleman that asked me what I wore. Who was that? Was that Aaron?
Yeah, we were curious on what you wore.
Right now I'm wearing chinos and a push-up bra. Okay.
We really wanted to know. Not a good image in there, right, Eric? Yeah, and Joseph? Ooh. Yeah, Joseph, well, he looks a little excited there. But, okay, now, Doris, you know, as Joseph just asked about your father, now, you have a sister that you do the law firm with because you're Markovic and Markovic?
Yes, I do. Her name is Carol.
Carol.
Yes, her name is Carol Markovic.
Is she like a twin sister? Tell us a little bit about her. Send us a picture.
She is my twin. She is here. If you wanted to speak with her, I can put her on the phone.
Sure.
The funny thing is, you never see them together.
No, we cannot. We are never seen together because she often has work to do, and then I can do work as well. But then we can't be in the same room together. If you'd like, I can put her on the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Carol, can you come on the phone? Carol.
Wow.
Okay, hold on.
Here comes Carol. Yeah, Carol. Carol Markovic.
This is Carol Markovic. Yes, hi.
Oh, wow, you sound just like your sister. Man, true twins there.
We run Markovic and Markovic together in Levine, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yeah, have you guys been busy? You know, I assume you probably have a tough time getting clients with the low IQ, but, you know, anyone coming to you?
We do have a couple of clients. That one gentleman I told you last year, I was unable to win the case against he wanted to marry a toaster, right? He is currently, we are working on his appeal.
Okay.
And things are going along very well because there was a gentleman in Sweden who got to marry a candy bar.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it was a woman. A woman married a candy bar, a chocolate bar. And so if it can happen in Sweden, it can happen in Arizona as well.
It's very possible. A lot of strange things do happen, and I hope she enjoyed her marriage to her Twix bar. Unfortunately, disappeared.
I like Pop-Tarts very much.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But Carol, pleasure meeting you. I mean, this is the first time we've been able to speak with you. You're just as delightful and as smart as your twin sister, Doris. And you guys, are in your late 20s, you said?
Yes, I am 25, and my twin sister is also 26. No, 20. She is 25 as well. We're both 25.
So you guys are the same. That's odd to hear about twins being the same age. I mean, this is something. Yeah, Joseph kind of nodding his head there.
Yeah, well, and also
trying to fix his mic.
I'm wearing a crop top and Crocs right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm Winnie Pooing it today. I'm Winnie Pooing it and Donald Ducking it today.
Yeah, that is some hot stuff there. And but you have your political beliefs and all that, and it's a little odd.
My sister.
Yeah.
My
sister, are you Doris again?
Is
this Carol?
She needs my help. I'm Carol. Hello, sister. I need your help. Hello.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, there you go. Doris and Carol, it was not a pleasure speaking to you guys again. But we still would love to have both of you back, and maybe Carol, we can meet you in studio.
Only one of us can be meeting you in the studio at one time.
Why can't you guys be there together? Are you guys
we have a very large caseload. We have two clients right now.
Yeah.
And one of us
very special clients
in Levine. You are welcome to come to my office if you like, but only one of us will be here if you come.
All right. Well, Doris and Carol, pleasure or not pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Gerald, and it was nice to be on Breaking Entertainment again. Please have me on more often. And remember, Doris.Markovic, Doris.Markovic@gmail.com. That's a period. com.
At gmail.com. Okay.
Do you have it? Because I haven't gotten any emails lately.
That just shocks me. I really would have thought everyone would look for business with you guys. But, the Markovic sisters,
We sing and dance. We're going to be on America's Got Talent.
That's just terrible. Yeah. So I wish you guys the not best of luck there. And, Doris and Carol, good day to you guys. And, have fun with your two clients. And hopefully that man is able to marry his toaster, and then you could maybe get another client eventually.
That was a candy bar.
No, that was the lady in Europe.
Well, in Sweden she married the chocolate bar. And happy Memorial Day, sir. Happy Memorial Day.
You too. Yes, very good.
Thank you.
That was good. Well, of course... Yeah, Doris and Carol there, and we apologize. Doris kind of has some odd thinking there with that, but and we're trying to fix Joseph and Eric's mic. Eric helping us out there a little bit. Joseph kind of shaking his head a little, but offensive there with Doris, so we'll kind of leave that out.
You have to be smarter than the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. He's got it. Yeah, well,
smarter than the mic. What is
that? Yeah, I know you kind of. Yeah, so Doris and Carol doing whatever they do with their two clients.
They sound so much alike. Yeah,
they do. Yeah, so interesting. The twins there. I wonder which one's older though. Which one came out first?
Well, one was 25 and one was 26.
Was it that? Yeah, I thought that's what they said.
So maybe today's their birthday and like.
Yeah, or it's Memorial Day today. Yeah.
Who says Happy Memorial Day?
I don't know.
Especially a week later.
Yeah. the Markovics.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I want to know who married their chocolate bar, too, though. You know?
With that, yeah.
I mean, it's like, what do you do? Do you? Because then you don't eat it, do you?
I was trying to Google that story, and I didn't see anything on it, so I don't know. Doris,
maybe she saw a movie or a TV show or something, or maybe she was on The Onion. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
her sounds like everything she says is from The Onion.
Oh, yeah.
It is just kind of sad.
Well, yeah. She sounded like she was pretty attracted to the Donald, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if
his hair.
Yeah, you didn't ask her about his hair though. Where she thought he got
we
it?
We didn't have to ask her.
Yeah, she was just really smitten over it. I mean, she loves that.
He makes her squirm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Well,
fascinating.
You know.
Ever having that woman on the air. I'm so glad that we had her on. We actually first had her on June 27th of last year.
Yeah. Well, be sure if you do email her, don't take her on as your lawyer.
Why does she spell the Doris and then the period, but not the mark of it?
The
hard last name. So
it just shows.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
So. She's a mystery.
She is. But what's not a mystery is supernatural things. We're going to be talking about that in just a few moments. But another special Doris that everyone loves is, of course, Doris Day.
Did you pick this just because her name's
of
Doris?
Of course. Que sera, sera. Doris Day. Will I be rich? Oh, pretty. Will I be rich? Here's what he said. she said to me.
Now, does this have something to do with Alice in Wonderland?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, it has to do with Doris.
Because it's Doris. It's, yeah.
Oh,
Doris
okay.
Day.
That's the reason. Yeah, Doris. Yeah. I just don't like the name. Yeah.
The future's not ours to see, Greg.
Yeah, Doris.
So just que sera, sera.
Lovely song. and also after the break, we'll talk about Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Well,
and
we
the
actually
do-over.
Have an update in our schedule.
So later on in the show, yeah, so stick with it. Yeah, hear what both of us say about the do-over and then what Joseph says about Alice Through the Looking Glass, of course. And maybe we'll talk a little Johnny Depp. And so we'll get a little into that. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my lover what lies ahead. Will